This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joe Hodge, here to record an AppleVis Podcast for Sirius XM. They've had a few updates lately, a major one, actually, and I think it's improved accessibility to the app. Wanted to demo it for everyone, and hope you guys enjoy. A long time ago, I did a podcast on the first Sirius XM app. That was a little buggy, but you know, gave you some workarounds. This one's a lot, I think, straightforward. So let's dive in. Sirius XM. So I'm gonna go ahead and launch the app now. Sirius XM. And there it goes. We're gonna look at the tabs first, and I'll explain each tab, and then we'll go through and kind of play around with the tabs. So the first tab, when you open the app, you're actually in the home screen. So if you flick right, I went to the bottom. If I flick right,
your favorite channels, shows, and episodes, tab 2 of 5. Your recently played items, tab 3 of 5. Search, tab 4 of 5. Settings, tab 5 of 5.
So let's take a look at settings first, because I think that's the most important thing to get going, and also to demo a cool feature that this app has.
For you, button, settings.
So when you click on settings, you go to the top settings, left, and you have heading. Settings heading. It said for you, but that was actually on the home tab, so you can ignore that. So top left is settings heading.
Show reminder settings button.
So we have show reminder settings, so that's where you can go in and customize your notifications for, say you wanted to have a show reminder for something on trucker radio or whatever, Road Dog Trucking. You could go in there and do that, or Howard Stern or whatever you want to do. You could have set reminders for shows. It would actually send you a push notification when that show's about to start. You can customize it for like 15 minutes before, that kind of thing.
Messaging settings.
Messaging settings is where you can control if Sirius XM sends you messages for like radio deals or for any other kind of programming change or adding something to the lineup. They will message you there and you can control it.
Application settings.
That's the main one I want to look at. So let's go in there real quick.
Select back arrow. Video down. Audio down. Download up. Download.
We're
going
to go
set.
To the very top left
T-Mobile
here.
Net. Back arrow.
There we go.
Application settings.
So we have application
heading.
Settings.
Streaming quality.
So we have streaming quality. You can go in there and you can change it to normal, high, or very high, I think it is. Or maybe it's low, normal. Let's look at it.
Streaming quality. Audio streaming
guess.
Quality.
So audio streaming quality. We're going to double
back
tap
arrow.
On that.
Normal.
So we have
audio stream.
Normal, high,
maximum.
Or maximum. For streaming purposes on the cell phone, I leave it on normal. On my iPad, since I normally use it on Wi-Fi, I have it on maximum.
Four, back arrow.
So I'm going to go
back
out of that.
Audio, video,
the one,
download, audio download quality, download over what, download over, download setting, audio stream,
okay.
Download,
so download, download,
download, download, download, download, download, download, download, download, download,
and
download over Wi-Fi only.
So we have download over Wi-Fi only, so you can check that.
Download over Wi-Fi only. Switch button on.
So you can turn that on or off.
Audio download quality.
So there's audio download quality.
Video download quality.
And now there's video download quality. So now on this app, and I have not played with it, I have no interest in it, but Howard Stern has a video downloading capability. And video watching capability, so you can actually, instead of listening to the show, you can watch it on video. That's all that's for.
Other settings.
And then we have other settings. This is the most important one, I think.
Tune start. Start songs at the beginning when you tune to a music channel.
There's tune start. That's
tune
start. A switch as
start
well.
Start songs at the beginning when you tune to a music channel. Switch button. On. Tune to audio in mini player. Automatically tune to audio content in the minimized player. Tune to audio
so,
in mini player. Automatically tune to
let me
audio
explain why I like this feature
player.
A lot.
Switch button on.
So I have mine on. By default, it is off, so you will have to turn it on. So say, for example, I'm listening to baseball, and I want to go to the Chicago Cubs game, so I click on the Cubs game. In the past, what you had to do is you had to hit back and go back out, or you actually had to hit, in the recent version, you actually had to hit channels and then go to sports and then go to MLB again. It was kind of a pain. Now, with this mini player, what you can do, if you turn that on, you can actually just click on the Cubs game. then you can scroll down, like say to the Cincinnati Reds, and click on that, and then so it never like kicks you into a player. It's just kind of minimized on the bottom part of the screen, so you're able to flick and change channels so much easier. The one thing that they did do, if you like the player, so if you want to have that maximized, they did actually put a channel up and down in the player, so that's another cool thing. So let's get in and kind of look at how you would actually get to channels. So let's get out of here. Let's go home.
For you. Notification.
So the home screen is completely different here.
45%, 50%. Calendar. Calendar.
Sorry, I got it.
Calendar.
Let me clear that. There we go. I have a calendar alert there. All right.
SiriusXM.
So. So the home screen now is completely different. They actually have recommendations, and you can jump back in, as they call it, and you can also then view your channel list as well. It's a little weird how you get to the channel list now, so let me kind of go over that.
Music.
So at
button.
The very top, we have button. For You button, and I'll click that in a minute, but let's just play around with this for a second. I'm going to flick right.
Music.
So this button. Is your normal, what you would have seen in channels. So you have music,
sports
news.
Talk, Howard Stern, CH80,
and that's it. So
button.
If I click on one of these, so
top
if I go to,
sports,
let's go to music,
music,
and I double tap. Now here's the weird part. So it used to bring like your pop, rock, hip hop, country, all that stuff,
channel,
like right
CH
there.
For you.
Now,
music, sport,
what it does,
CH2, today's pop hits,
is it gives you
popular
channels.
Countdown.
And it just says
two
countdown.
Popular.
These are just
special.
Sort of
three episodes available.
These are just sort of popular channels that people are listening to.
Recommended channels.
Now here's recommended channels for me.
View all. Channel CH349. Wanda Jackson. Your tender love. Button. Channel CH18. Paul McCartney. We got married. Channel. CH19.
I'm not sure.
Elvis Presley.
Personally, I've never listened to any one of these channels, so I'm not sure why they're recommending them for me.
Channel CH58. Brooks and Dunn. That ain't no way to go.
That's probably the only. I do listen to country a lot, so that's probably the first recommendation that makes any sense.
Channel CH24. Van Morrison. Wild Night. Channel CH25. Who? Eminence Front. Channel. CH39, view all.
So now you get that idea. So now,
mom might like, view all.
So there's a tab that says mom might like.
Channel.
So it gives you
CH16,
some sort of popular,
back in the,
some popular Mother's Day things, sort of current events.
Channel.
So that's kind of cool.
Channel,
and then
channel,
if I flick
view
down,
all categories.
So then we have categories.
Pop,
so now we see the familiar pop,
rock
hip-hop,
dance,
country, etc. But I'm going to show you something that you can do to get down to that way, way quicker. So I'm back up to the For You.
Music.
So you see the music there?
Words.
If I go to my rotor.
Headings. Audio. Speaking rate. Words. Characters.
Headings.
Heading not.
Okay, I don't have it.
Selected.
I don't have containers on my rotor on my iPhone. But you could actually choose container and go right down to it. But if you don't have that enabled, you can actually do the following. You can just take your hand down to the bottom
selected.
To the dock
home.
Part.
Tab.
And then flick
pop,
left, and that's going to go back up
button.
To the channels way easier than it would be otherwise. I don't know why I don't have containers on my iPhone. That's weird. But anyway.
Latino, classic, jazz slash
so let's just say I want to do,
dance
I'm going to show
country,
you my,
hip-hop
we're going to do pop.
Rock, pop but select Sirius XM.
And
now play,
we're going to go ahead and choose.
Channels, on demand, CH2.
We'll do
Marshmallow slash Anne Marie Friends. Today's pop hits.
So that's so the
Marshmallow slash Anne Marie Friends.
So that's the artist that's playing right now.
Today's pop hits.
And then
hits.
That's today's pop hits because that's Sirius Hits 1.
CH3. The Weeknd slash Kendrick Lamar. Pray for me. Pop music you can move to. CH4.
So it doesn't always tell you what the channel is,
wedding
which is kind of annoying.
The week, CH3.
But once you get kind of used to their format, it'll kind of make sense. But sometimes you don't always know the channel name now.
Today, ear popping, CH2.
So I'm going to click channel 2 just to show you how. So it's playing Sirius Hits 1.
Imagine Dragon. Audio speech, audio ducking.
I'm going to turn audio ducking on here.
Audio ducking.
Okay, so now,
pop,
before I would have had to hit channel and go back out to music, then back into pop, Discovery. Now I'm still on my list here. So I'm going to go to channel 5, 50s on 5. And now I'm playing 50s on 5.
Ed Burns and Connie Stevens. Cookie. 50, CH6, Jimmy Ruffin, 60s, CH, Paul Mc, 70s, CH, remember this one, CH,
play the 80s. See how quickly that just switches? I mean, it's really nice if you're listening to, like, sports, or if you're listening to, maybe want to, like, just flip around.
Remember, 80s, CH, Savage, 90s, CH, Kanye West.
So that's one thing I really like. Just so you know, but if you do flip to containers, you can easily get from the top to the bottom in, you know, two or three finger gestures. So it's not like a lot of craziness going on with all those new categories.
Selected your favorite channels.
So here is favorite channels. And this kind of looks a lot like it used to. So at the very top, though, this is actually maybe something new. I don't remember. So you have channels, shows, and episodes. So those are like tabs. So if you click on that, it'll highlight it and then show you what you would have in each one. So I'm going to just go.
Channel CH846 MLBF Sin4Lad1.
So that's the Reds feed.
Channel CH14 Brett Denon Let's.
So that's the coffee house. So I'm going to click on that.
CH14 Channel CH148 Jack Benny Show. Channel CH146 Dave Nemo. Channel CH741 Leif Volebeck Cairo Blues. Channel CH350 ZZ Top Cheap Sub. Channel CH62, Darren and Brooke Aldridge, selected. Channel.
And see how it.
CH57, Kenny Chesney, way down here. Up, selected. Channel.
It just goes in between those. Kenny Chesney, the stations. It's so much easier changing channels now. I'm gonna double tap to pause.
Your recently played
so
items.
Then.
3 of 5.
3 is also nice because you have recently played items and you can go in there and just, you know, almost kind of like a TV, you can just do a recall in a sense and go back through the channels you just played.
Search
check. Works the 4, same 5, way, so 7, I'm not going to spend any time 10, there. But 5, I wanted to kind of give you a brief overview of the new changes and just the kind of setup. So if you know, open up SiriusXM, I feel that it's a little bit more accessible than it's been in the past. You know, even though it doesn't say the channel number, you're still able to do and navigate very easily within the app. So this has been an AppleVis podcast, and I am Joseph Hodge. If you want to reach me, you can send me an email. It's josephlhodge@gmail.com, and Joseph is Joseph. Thank you guys again, and take care.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.